Okay, we're learning today Le'ilui Nishmas Yehoshua ben Alexander. So I just have a few ha'aros on Siyat Shemaya on Ayin Chesem Alf, the very bottom, the Mishnah, and then going over to Ayin Chesem Beis Mishnah Hashem B'nei Neder. I think Morel plans to talk about on Wednesday. Help me out here. The short trefa, gemaras towards the end of Ayin Ches, Amar Aleph.
More like the Eretz Nachash Ben Shinev Lomed and general kolach
shemi
stuff.
Right, but just you could admit publicly that's not what you told me yesterday.
I definitely told you that.
Right, I think you said short trefa shahar yesterday. It's not a big deal, but just want to be clear on the record here. I had a whole thing to say about it, and I didn't because that, but it's fine. All right, so you're gonna cover the bottom Ayin Ches Aleph before the Mishnah.
Mm-hmm.
And?
Earlier Kol Sheni.
And Kol Sheni Gemaras. So we're going ahead, but we'll come back to it Wednesday, Mitzvah Hashem. So the Mishnah tells on the bottom Ayin Ches, but everyone's done the Mishnah already, right? Everyone's gotten Tain Tess even, probably. Yeah? Do you want to take a moment outside? Or? The Mishnah tells us, Hamakes Chavero. So they were omen him lemisa. Then he got better. Let's say hikil, it was lightened. The chayli was lightened. Mimashahaya. Ula acher mikan hichbid, it got worse. His situation went down. Chayiv. So the Tanakam the Chum say yichayiv in such a case. Ibn Chami omer pater shereglaim ledaber. So the Tanakama holds that if it was hikil, and then he dies, he's chayiv. Why? So the Yad Rama fills in the blanks for us. It's like Pashat Tzara, but the Yad Rama says, the initial evaluation was that this person, the assessment was that he was going to pass away from the haka. And okay, Taki got a little bit better in between, but Lamaisa, he died toch chalyo. V'chiksiv im yakum v'esalech b'chutz al mish'anto v'nika amaka. So when the Torah writes in Parshas Mishpatim that if he gets up and he walks around outside al Mishanto, so then the makkah is cleared, he's vindicated, he's no longer going to be a chayiv misa. No, that's al Mishanto's kocho kamar. That's shenisrape legamre kedimitargi minan al burye. That means that if the guy who was hit, the victim, should get up and walk outside al burye, totally on his own strength, so then we will pater the makkah seemingly in any circumstance, meaning even if it gets worse afterwards, even according to the Chachamim, Tanakama. Just, we're going to have to cheshbon a little bit here, so just try to hold cup. The Chachamim, Tanakama say that you're chayiv even if it got better then worse again. So the Adama says, but the Pasuk says that if it gets better, you're pater, regardless of what happens afterwards, right? So the answer is there's a chiluk. If it gets totally better, and he's holech bachutz al mishanto, which we teach, says that's what Targum Unkla says, al burye, totally kocho, totally on his own strength, so then you'll never be chayev again, even according to the Tanakama. Even according to the Tanakama. But b'chiyai gavna that our Mishnah is talking about, v'hikil mashahaya, it got a little better. Maybe he was walking around on crutches, maybe he was limping around, but he wasn't al burye, he wasn't fully back to his old self. So then if he should die from that, there's still going to be the umdana harishona, lemisa, still exists, because he never really got better. So that's how the Adarma explains the shitas tanakama. That makes sense, right? That is logical, and you have to hold cup in the shitas, but that is logical. Okay, that's what the Adarma says. Yeah, so the Adarma slipped in here, the taich of the word mishanto. So the Adarma taich says al burye, which is what Unklus writes. That is what Rashi says on the pasuk as well. Rashi al-Torah says al buryo v'kocho. He is walking on his own strength totally independently, and you probably saw on Amud Beis, Rashi says the same thing, mitargaminan, he invokes Unklus, al burye shenisrape legamre v'nishan al-kocho. Okay, and basically, if you're fully healed, like we said, it's mistaber. If you're fully healed and then you chozev hichpidalav, ma'inin the second choli to the first choli. How could we that necessarily peg it on the first guy who hit him? Haray, he already got totally healed. Now he passed away. It's probably some new disease, some new issue that came up with the guy. If you look at the Sifsei Chachamim on the Perish Rashi al Torah, so he says the word mishenes alone usually translates as a cane. Odi Eshvi Zakenim Zakenos U'mishanta b'yadam or something? Morel, help us out. V'ish mishanta b'yadam. So a cane is a mishenes. So the Sifzei Chacham says here it shouldn't mean mishenes, because if it meant mishenes meaning his cane, imishanto mamish im kane adayin cholahu v'shema yamas v'lama ksiv v'nika amaka. If the guy is got hit in the legs and he was bound to die, then he gets somewhat better. Weird. He gets somewhat better, and he's walking around on crutches outside, and then he dies. So he never got better. He never got better. So I'm trying to avoid using a certain word, but it's still blibes by the first umdana, and therefore he should be chayiv. It's only if he's omed al mishanto, which the Yad Ramah, the Unklus, the Rashi in multiple places says means mishanto, his strength, as opposed to his cane, then we know for sure that the guy is mamish, fully healed. When he dies afterwards, it's pasha that it's a new thing. So that includes within it the taich of mishenes. But if you look in the Ramban ala Torah, people saw the Ramban ala Torah, yeah or no? Oh, good. Okay. So the Ramban ala Torah in Parshas Mishpatim disagrees with this. He quotes Rashi, he quotes the Ibn Ezra, and then he says, Lufi daiti ki mishanto kipshuto. He says the word mishenes means what it usually means, a cane. Kimovi ish mishanto biyadu meirov yamim. There you go. Mishenes hakanev aratzot. It's talked about a cane that a person uses to walk. The yomer hakosuv, what the pasuk is trying to convey, ki kasher yischazik hamuka v'hu misalech tamid b'chutz b'shvakim uvarachovos al mishanto. The way it works is that when a person is injured, the first step in the recovery process, they are already well along the way. They're fully recovered, it just takes time to learn how to walk again. They need to go to physical therapy, they need to use crutches, they need to use a cane. So if someone's able to walk around outside in the street already, that means that he's already nisrape mecholi. When Johnny Ritz first tore his ankle apart, so the first couple days he wasn't able to get out of the house. Then he was able to be pushed around the wheelchair. Then he was able to walk around in public with a cane. But once or crutches, then a cane. Once he was on the cane walking around in shul and he was, Baruch Hashem, able to speak again publicly. So it wasn't the pshat that he was still broken and now he's getting towards the... No, the pshat is that he's on the road to recovery already. When he was in a wheelchair and he couldn't walk around, so he's mamish still in the original choli. When he's walking around with a cane, so he needs a little support, but he's mamish on the way to recovery. So says the Ramban, the ikur here, you read the pasuk again, the ikur here is, im yakum ve'eshalich b'chutz. When a guy is on a cane and crutches and a wheelchair and he's stuck in his house, so then he's mamish still in the original choli. Once he's able to walk around outside, he's already considered healed. Yeah, he has a way to go, but he's already considered healed. Even if he's al mishanto, even if he's using his cane and his crutches, but since he's outside, that's already a step in the right direction, no pun intended, and therefore he's considered on the road to recovery, v'nika amaka. And therefore the original guy who hit him is going to be pater. V'limei sha'afilu pasha b'nafsho v'meis b'chol shaso, achar kein lo yumas. V'diber akasiv behove, says the Ramban. This is the normal trajectory. Ki amukim shenaflu l'mishkav, if you were mamish injured to the point where you're laying in bed, lo yishalchu b'chutz, ad shetichya makasam v'yetsu midei sakana. You can walk around in your house, you can get up to go to the fridge to get lunch, but you're not going to walk around outside, even with a cane, until you're on the road to recovery. So the pasuk is telling us the simin ladavar, that nika amaka, that you're going to be pater because the guy's on the road to recovery, is the walking outside, even if it's on a cane. Al mishanto, mamish. If you look in the Maharal, in the Gur Arya, on that Rashi, Al Torah, so he says the Ramban's pshat is mukhrach. Because if the Rashi, if the Unklus, if all those Yad Ramah, if they were all correct, why does the Torah have to spell out that it's bachutz? Bachutz is superfluous. As long as the guy is walking around al burio without any support whatsoever, obviously he's healed, whether he's walking around in his house or outside. Why did the Torah inject into the pasuk here that he's walking around outside? El Ramai, the Maharal says, the pshat is that the ikur is the chutz. The fact he's walking outside. And even though he's using a mishenes, even though he's using a cane, if he's walking around that side, he's considered totally healed. And the Maharal points out, that's what the Ramban says, not like Rashi, and he leaves the Rashi as a tzarachin, v'lo kaperish Rashi, he says. Yeah, the Rambam also explicitly deals with this. The Rambam in Hilchos Ratzeach, in Dalid, the Rambam says, Zeh shenemar b'torah al mishanto, again, the pasuk that tells us that you're totally pater when you're walking b'chutz al mishanto, that's eno shehalich v'hu nishan ala mata al acher. It's not when you're being supported by a cane or by another person. Because anyone could walk around that side with a cane even if they're about to die. Lo namar shanto ela sheyeh mahalach al mishenes kocho, says the Rambam. Lo yetzarach koch acher li shayin alav. You don't need any other support, any other help. Yeah, so the Maharal's kasha is a good kasha. Why put in bachutz? I guess it'll be lav dafka for Rashi and Unklus and for Rambam and for Yadarma. The Ksava Kabbalah on that pasuk just adds another siyua for Rashi and the Rambam, that the pasuk says mishanto with a vav. Now, unless there's a drasha somewhere in Chazal, like na'alo by Yavama, that you dafka need to use his shoe, or if we need the pshutal shemikra to be mekuyam, you need to use his shoe. It seems superfluous, says the Ksava Kabbalah, to spell out that it's mishanto. What if he walks around outside on someone else's cane? It makes a difference. So why does it say mishanto? It should have said if he's holech pachutz al mishenes, on a cane. Who cares that it's mishanto? So the Ksava Kabbalah says in pshutal shemikra, mishanto shows us, it conveys that the pasuk means to say his strength, al kocho, al burio, meaning it's on his mishenes, not on a cane, but on his mishenes, on his koach.
One of the navi is also
Mishanto. Mishanto biyado or something? Yeah? No, that's not here. That's good har. It could just be Ish Mishenes biyado, Mirov Yamen. Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, so either way, Rov Rishonim are against the Ramban. Ashtikul Akasha from the Maharal and Shilish Mikra, but it's not so shver, and everyone agrees with Rashi, Unklus, Yadarma, Rambam, they're all on the same page, that we're talking about Mishanto, that Dafka, if the guy was Nisrape Legamre, he's going outside without any support whatsoever, then the Maka is going to be Pater Achar Kach when the guy is Hichbit and dies. But if he was just Nisrape Mimitzos, that he's able to walk around outside on a cane, and then it gets worse, he'll be Chayiv according to the Tanakhama. That's the Shita in the Mishnah. But if you're just doing the cheshbon here, for the Ramban, even if the guy is just nisrape kederech hamukim, meaning he's able to walk around outside on a cane, the Ramban will say, even if he's able only to walk around outside on a cane, that's considered better. That's what the pasuk is talking about, where it's nika hamaka. And so if the guy walks around outside on a cane, and then he gets worse and dies, the Ramban will tell you that in such a case, the chachamim will still say pater. Tanakam will still say pater. So this pshat in psukim, this question of mishenes, that the Yadarma raises like kind of tangentially, that the Ramban sits on a little bit, it matters lahalacha if we pass in, like, we probably pass in the Ibn Chami, but if we, no, I forget, we pass in like the Tanakama. The Ramban passing like the Tanakama. So for, right, correct? Someone just confirmed that for me? I'm pretty sure we pass in like the Tanakama, the Rambam. So, yeah, Tanakama. So within the Shita's Tanakama, there will be a difference. For the Rambam, as is explicated, as long as the guy was healed completely, even the Tanakam will pater. But if he was only healed partially to the point where he could walk around on crutches outside, and then he gets worse, then we're going to say like the Mishnah, we're going to say Tanakam is Machayiv, which is the Halacha. But for the Ramban, if we pass like the Tanakama, he's going to say in such a case, you're actually still pater, because walking around on a cane outside is considered healed enough, according to the Pasuk. Was that clear enough, the Cheshbon? Yeah? So that's a nafkamina lalacha on the pshat and psukim. Yeah, the achronim aren't convinced of that. If you look in the footnotes in the Ramban, in the Machronim Or edition, I think they're quoting the Ksava Kabbalah, but I didn't get it from there. But it could be it isn't the Ksava Kabbalah. I just missed it. But the whole thing, maybe Rabbeinu Bechai also, the whole thing may be lav dafka. The Ramban is just saying a mashal. The point is that whatever we're omid him, if we're omid him l'misa, then it's a misa omid. If we're omid him l'chayim, then it's l'chayim omid. And the simanim in the pasuk are sort of a mashal or lav dafka. You have to look into whether that's true. But lefi pshuta, what we said is true, that there's maybe a nafkamina. Okay, so Shita's Tanakama is that amdu l'misa hikil shuv hichbid, and then he dies, is chayiv. Reb Nechemia argues that he's pater in such a case. Yeah, so why does Reb Nechemia argue? Why is he pater in such a case? So the Mishnah seems to say why. Sh'raglayim l'davar. Raglayim l'davar. Rashi says, Sh'raglayim l'davar, sh'lo meis machmas makazo, shari hikil. There's raglayim l'davar that the guy got better. Then he got worse again. Okay, but he got better. So if he got better in between, raglayim l'davar, that he's not chayiv on the first hakah. So the Yadar Ma, you have to figure out how this works exactly. The Yadar Ma here says that Reb Nechemya and the Tanakhama are arguing about Gufo we just said in the Rishonim. That Reb Nechemya thinks Mish'enes, Mish'anto in the Pasuk, doesn't mean Al Burye. It means Mish'enes Mamish. It means that he's walking around on a cane. So for Reb Nechemya, when the Pasuk says that if he's walking around on a cane outside, that's considered better, and therefore you are Pater, according to the Pasuk. So Reb Nechemya is saying that even if there's even if the guy died ultimately, and there's some room to believe that it was from the original Hakah, but since there's Raglaim Ladavar that the guy was getting better, that's enough to pater him. And the Chachamim obviously think, like the Adama said earlier, that it means Mishanto Kocho. Just Ha'ara, the Ramban does not agree with the Adama. The Ramban says what he says, even in the Tanakhama. So what the Adama thinks is a Machlokas Tanayim, we're really saying is a Machlokas Rishonim, according to the Ramban. But you have to figure out if the Adama makes sense in his own right. Yeah, either way, so the Rashi said Raglaim Ladavar is the Pshat in Reb Nechemya, which is the way our Mishnah has it, that Reb Nechemya says you're Pater because Raglaim Ladavar, that the guy got better already, so Mistama, he's not dying from the original Hakah. But if you look in the Rambam, you probably saw this, the Rambam in Perek Dalet Halacha, Hey, Amdu L'misa, V'hiklam Ashahaya, the Mishnah, U'l'achim Mikan Hichbid V'meis, Harizen Neherag, like the Tanakhama, he's killed, right? He's Chayiv. V'in Omdin Oso Omacheni, why? Kishhekel, Sheraglaim Ladavar. So the Rambam is employing that lashon of raglaim ladavar and putting it to work in the case of the Tanakhama, in the sheet of the Tanakhama, that even though the guy was hikil in between, he got a little bit lighter, got a little bit better in between, even so, you're going to be chayiv. Why? Sounds like sheraglaim ladavar, that the original haka is what killed him. Isn't it? It's a coincidence? I don't understand. You hit the guy in the head and he was almost dead. He was lingering between life and death. Then he started to get a little bit better and he was able to walk around. And then he died. So, Raglaim Ladavar, that it was the original Hakah that killed him. Yeah, there's room to believe that he got better and then something else happened, but Raglaim Ladavar, it seems like it's still from the original injury. What's shver about the Rambam is that in the Kesef Mishnah already points this out, is that the Rambam is paskin like the Tanakhama, but according to our Mishnah, he's using the Svara of Reb Nechemya of Raglaim Ladavar. So if you look, the Or Sameach and the Reb Chaim Kanievsky and the Kiryas Melech, they both point out that the Yerushalmi is Mefurish, like the Rambam. The Yerushalmi in our parak, Halacha Gimel, the Yerushalmi has Raglaim Ladavar by the Tanakhama, not by Reb Nechemya. And if you look in the new editions, the Machonim Or editions of the Perish Mishnayos and the Rambam, they put that Girsa in for the Rambam. The Rambam had a Girsa that Raglaim Ladavar was really going back on the Tanakhama, not on Reb Nechemya. What some of the Achronim point out that Nimus Netzach had on this, that the Rambam is much more mestaber lechora and even muchrach, because what do you need Raglaim Ladavar for? Again, he gets hit in the head, you think he's going to die, he gets better, and then he dies. So lechora, you're in a world of suffix right now. So should we kill the guy or not kill the guy? So it's obvious, right? Suffix nefashos lahakel. So if we're just mesupuk about whether this guy died because of the original hakah, the default should be he's not chayiv, he's pater. So Reb Nechemya should be the default. You don't need raglaim ladavar to prove that you don't kill him. Reb Nechemya is the svar chitzona, that the guy is in suffolk land. We're not sure whether he should be killed for what he did because haray, he got a little bit better in between. So it's a suffolk, so don't kill him. So Reb Nechemya should say pater, pashit. Come, the Chacham say, no, you still kill him. Still kill him? What do you mean? Safik nefash lagal? No, raglaim ladavar. Raglaim ladavar, that he should be chayiv. Aye, it's safik nefash lagal. That's true, but there's raglaim ladavar to be mechayiv him, so the Chacham say a chiddush like that. But lechora, the Rambam has the right pshat then, or the right girsa, whatever you want to say, that the raglaim ladavar has to be going on the Chacham in the Tanakhama, because Reb Nechemya doesn't need a raglaim ladavar to support what he's saying. It's just safik nefash lahakel. Don't kill him because it's a safik. It's pashit. So it's Taka Tzarech Iyan in Rashi. What's the pshat that he needs for Reb Nechemya, a Raglaim Ladavar? Or whatever, Tzarech Iyan on our Girsa in the Mishnah. What's the pshat that you need a Raglaim Ladavar for Reb Nechemya to pater? So the Nimes Netzach offers what I think is a very mistaber chiluk. He says he spoke about this on Daf Gimel. I don't remember. I mean, I didn't look at it there probably. But he suggests that the din of Safik Nefash L'Hakel, that is a din when we have a suffix whether we should, be mechel achalos din of misa on a guy. So suffix nefash l'hakel. But in our case, there was already an umdana. It was already nifsak that this guy is going to be chayev dini nefashos. Elamai, we can't kill him until the guy dies. So we put him in the choveshim. We put him away, and we wait for we'll see what happens. But the default in our case is really the guy should be chayev misa. So in such a case, we don't say safik nefashos lahakel. If there's a little bit of a safik in the case, we say the default is chayev misa. So he's going to be chayev misa. Says Reb Nechemya, yeah, but in our case, reglaim ladavar, that maybe he's not chayiv. Reglaim ladavar, the guy got better, so maybe he really was better, maybe it's a new misa, and therefore we're not going to kill him based on that. So Reb Nechemya needs the reglaim ladavar to get you out of the misa here, even though it's a safik, because safik nefash l'hakal means we don't shaft a chalos din of misa on a guy mitchila out of a safik. But if the guy already had a din chayiv misa on him, and now we have a suffix, whether to remove it or not, we're not going to say suffix nefash is lahakal. We're not going to take away the chiyuv misa based on that suffix. So reglaim ladavar paters him. So that's the defense he offers for Rashi. So it's there was an omed. There was an umdana mitchila that the guy was going to die. The umdana. Oh, you're saying based on Tos on Amar Aleph discussion on Amar Aleph about that even right, meaning that there's always a suffix the guy will actually die. Meaning, even the original umdana was a suffix. That's your point?
No, I'm just confused.
Okay, so in our case, we were omed the guy lemisa. We can't kill you yet. We have to put you away. Tosas and the Rashba and Bava Kama as to why that is. Is it because we're not mevar? We have to be mevar the guy's going to die? Or because befoel, he has to actually die? The Adarama, right? I think we all handle that together at some point. Fine, but we're omed him lemisa. So he's be'etzem achayiv misa. Not formally, we can't kill him yet, but it's mechayev misa. Now we have a suffix, though, because the guy got a little bit better, and then he died. So should we still give him a chiyuv misa? So you hear what I'm saying? So the Nimes Netzach, this isn't me, he suggests that in that case, we don't say suffix nefashos lahakel. We say, taka, he's still chayev misa, he blives by chayev misa. Comes Reb Nechemya and says, yeah, but reglaim l'davar, that really he got better, so maybe we should pater him. So you do need reglaim l'davar, according to Reb Nechemya, and you could save that girsa, according to Nimes Netzach, that way. Right. So why? Right, I don't know what the right, but I don't know the mucker for that to be metallic in different ones. I think it's a good point. I think we probably have to before we try to defend it. We probably have to look what he wrote on Daf Gimel just to make sure he didn't spell this out, but. I hear that. Yeah, you have to figure out which dinim of etzilo eda do apply and which don't after you have a psak lemisa. And once you figure that out, why you have chilukim? I hear that. Yeah. Okay. Moving over to ayin chesam and beis. So the gemara tells us Reb Nechemya chavisha minale. So from where from where does Reb Nechemya have a din of chavisha? What's his source for that? So the gemara suggests yalef mi mekayshesh. Maybe he should learn it from the mekayshesh. It's our parsha, right? Parsha Shlach, it's Mekoshesh? I think so, right? So Yalafim Mekoshesh, you should learn from the Mekoshesh. Rabbana Nami Yalafim Mekoshesh. So, okay, so then Taka, that's a good source. And the Rabbana should learn from there. Now, Mekoshesh was a Bar Katalahu, Umosh Lahavi Yada Katle B'mai. Meaning, the Mekoshesh ate him. Moshe Rabbeinu knew, we're going to see, Mechal Mos Yumas. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that a Mechal Shabbos is Chayiv Misa. The shaila that he had was that, is he chayiv misa this or misa that? Which misa is based on is he chayiv for being a mechal Shabbos? That's the shaila Moshe Rabbeinu had. Our case is we don't know if this guy is chayiv misa yet. We don't know if this guy is chayiv misa yet, so we're choveshim until we figure it out. That's a different parsha. That's a different din. The Gemara suggests maybe learn that from Megadev because we didn't know what's called. We didn't know if he was chayiv misa at all. And the Rabbanan say that that's just a Horas Shah, but Reb Nechemya Taka could take it from Megadiv. But by Mekoshesh, the Gemara says, Yodea Hayim Moshe Rabbeinu Shem Mekosh B'Misa, Shenema Mechaleh Mos Yumas, we know Chil Shab is B'Misa. Elohai Yodea Be'ezo Misa Nerak, Shenema Kilo Parash. Megadiv was different, that it wasn't even Mefurash that he should be Chayiv Misa, and then the Shaila is what we should do with him. So there was a Chavisha there, it was more obvious. Good? Right, okay. So Tosfos here have their famous line, Lo haya yodeh is a misa. Va'avagav de misa stam chenek hi. It's such an easy thing to be poshed, Moshe Rabbeinu. The pasuk says, Mechal lemos yumas. We know stam misa is chenek. So if stam misa ksub batorah is chenek, why should this be exceptional? So the Tosfos answer, no, it is exceptional, or at least in Svara, it could have been exceptional, and we see lahalacha, it is exceptional. The Svara that Tosfos suggests Moshe Rabbeinu was handling was the following. Mitocha Svara hay medame. And Ovid Avodas Kalchavim, doing Avodas Zara, is Mechayev a person in Skila. So if it's Mechayev a person in Skila, so maybe Shabbos should be the same. Why would Shabbos be the same? It's different Isser. No, the Mechal Shabbos for Hesed is Kekover Be'ikr, Dekover Be'maisa Bereshis. So Moshe Rabbeinu knew that Stam Misa is Chenek, but maybe Shabbos is exceptional because Chil Shabbos is Nizdame, it's compared to Avodah Zarah, Kfira, and those, and then the Avodah Zarah is Biskila, so maybe Shabbos too should be Biskila. This is a Svara which is later confirmed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, but maybe it should have been Skila. He wasn't sure, so he had to wait for the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that was his Svara, right? So Bikiv Eger here asks the Kasha. I don't understand. Moshe Rabbeinu said there's a dimyan between Chil Shabbos and Avodah Zarah, that maybe both should be Chayiv Misa Skila because of that. What's the dimyan between Shabbos and Avodah Zarah? So Tos say it Mefurish, but Rabbi Kibiger just points it out, that that's only Mechal Shabbos Bifar Hesya. The Gemara in Chul and Adaf Heyam and Aleph says that one who is Mechal Shabbos Bifar Hesya is Dino Ke'akam, or he's a Mumar Lakol Torah Kula. We treat him as a guy, Dino Ke'gai, since he's a Mechal Shabbos Bifar Hesya. That's considered Kofar Be'ikr. But if a person is Mechal Shabbos Bitzina, he's only Mechal Shabbos privately, he's not Dino Ke'akum. He's not Dino Ke'goy. And therefore, he won't be Chayiv Misa Skila, according to the Svara. And so even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu confirms Moshe Svara, yeah, it's true that a Mechal Shabbos Berhesia is Dino Ke'akum, and therefore even a Mechal Shabbos Berhesia should have a Din of Skila and not a Din of Chenek, even though the Pasuk just says Mos Yumas. But how do I know that there's Skila by Mechal Shabbos Betzina? You don't have that from the Svara because you can't compare Tzina to Farhesia because only Farhesia is compared to Avodah Zarah for a Chiv Skila. That's Rabbi Kibiger's Kasha, right? People saw the Kasha. Clear? So far? Okay. So in the Margolis Yam, he suggested Teretz al Derech the Shach. Did we talk about the Shach when we did the Yehag Vayavar Sugyas about what the Din of Farhesia is? We might have skipped it. But the Shach in Yerdeya and Kufnun Zayin, the Prima Gadim says this also in Yerdeya, that we know, let's say, for example, the Gemara says, Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara says, V'ha Esther Farhesia Havya. Esther was committed, you know, her, so to speak, Aveira, meaning the Agila Aras that was committed by Esther, was Bifarhesia. So that's, was that really Bifarhesia? It was in a closed room. Nobody else was there. I thought Farhesia means you have to be in front of 10 Jewish men. Meaning Dashti B'Seich B'nei Yisrael. So the Shach says, no, Farhesia means that if a person does something that is nizgala to the public, it nisparsim to the public, even if bishas maise, no one was there to witness it, but the etim yedias harabim is already considered farhesia. That's the hagdara of what farhesia means. So Esther farhesia havia, yeah, the maise took place bitzina, but the avera was bifarhesia, it was farhesia dik avera, because everyone was going to find out about it, everyone did find out about it. So it says, the Magalas Yam, pretty brilliantly, he says, every case of Chil Shabbos, that's going to be Chayv Misa, is always going to be Bifarhesia. Why? Maybe I'll just be Mechal Shabbos Beini Levein Natsmi. No, obviously there's no Edim that are going to testify to the fact that I did it. Fine, so it's just me and two Edim. It's not 10 Jewish men. Yeah, but what are the Edim going to have to do? They're going to have to take that Yediyah and pass it along to a Beis Din Shel Chav Gimel. So at the very least, 25 other people are going to know about your Aveira, right? 25 people are going to know. That's for sure a rabbin. That's for sure a farhesia. So the Shach says it's considered farhesia, even if it just becomes the idea that the public knows, even if they didn't all witness it, but everyone's going to find out. So even Chil Shabbos Bitzina is always Chil Shabbos farhesia. So every case of Chil Shabbos Bitzina is comparable then to the regular case of Chil Shabbos farhesia and Dino Ke'akum, that he's going to be Chayiv Skila. Yeah.
So then there's always
no. So that, I only thought of that now also, but Mistama not, because that would be strange, because the Gemara doesn't say that. So Elamai, you have to be Mechalik, meaning it's Kifar Hesya, le'inyan the fact that the we're going to come back to this, but the Chomer HaVeira is one of Chil Shabbos for Hesya. So you see there's a Tzushtel between every case of Chil Shabbos, that they're all Chil Shabbos that committed before Hesya. But the the standard to make someone dino ka'akum in terms of the dino ka'akum, not in terms of the chiyuv skila, is a different standard for hasya. Maybe we'll see. Is a different standard for hasya. Or the other answer is enacham. You are correct. It's not such a kasha because so many cases of chilul Shabbos bitzina will be bitzina. If there's no two eidim that are there to be masra, that it doesn't get to a beis din, right? So many cases of chilul Shabbos, the whole world might know that this guy is, this guy might be mechal Shabbos bitzina every single Shabbos, and maybe even one person knows about it, but it'll never get to a public. So it's not such a kasha. I mean, you could have plenty of cases of mechal Shabbos bitzina. This doesn't make every case of mechal Shabbos bitzina into farhesia. It only makes cases where it's mechal Shabbos bitzina in such a way that it's going to be chayv misa into farhesia. But that's all we need. Because all we need to do is compare the two in terms of the chi of skila. So that's how he's answering Rabbi Akiva Ben Gerai's kasha. You will have a chi of skila that's comparable by both tzina and farhesia, because every case of tzina that leads to misa is farhesia. But every other case of tzina which doesn't lead to misa, who cares if it's farhesia? It'll be a regular din of bitzina. Make sense?
Yeah, that happened yesterday. That's why I didn't talk about it. How about that you're speaking about the guy Shkita? He's still alive. No? He's still alive and checking animals. You know, that clearly was not killed by a Bezdin and Chayav Misa.
In the case of Chulin, you're saying? Whatever, being the Kabbalah Karbanos or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
You're dying from Shkita because he's still alive and checking
right. I mean, whatever. Or on the way to the Beis Haskila, he offers a carbon. But yeah, more likely what you said. So why didn't Rabbi Akiva Eger offer this teretz? So remember, maybe he disagrees with the Shach. It's not Pasha. I think the Meiri has deus about this. It's not Pasha what the Shach says, that farhesia means people find out about it. Maybe 10 people have to witness it. But Bam is that is the Pshat. Because if you look, this is Gishmak, if you look in the Rabbi Akiva Eger's Gilionos on in Hilchos Mila, Yardei Reish Samach Dalid, so he's talking about a case of having a Mechal Shabbos be a mile. And it's absolutely clear if you read through the Haros there that he's assuming that Chilul Shabbos v'Farhesia to make someone Dino Ka'akum is only applicable if 10 Jewish men witness it. He's clarifying whether they have to be 10 from Jewish men or even a mumar, like Rav Moshe Feinstein's famous tshuva. But Rabbi Akiva Eger nems davar pashut that you need the 10 people to witness it, and not that they could just find out about it. So it's clear Rabbi Akiva Eger didn't have the assumption of the Shach, and therefore he couldn't answer this way. It's machlokes haposkim in general, binyan siyun, other people get involved. But Rabbi Akiva Eger couldn't have said this teretz. Yeah, then there's the famous answer, B'chanan Wasserman. Rabbi Chanan says in Kovitz Shirim in Bava Basra, Os Shin Nun Vav, he says like this, a simple pshat, that he asked Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha, and then he says, Yesh lomar, the cross stomach siv mechala mos yumas. The pasuk just says mechala mos yumas, meaning any chil Shabbos is mos yumas. Vein chiluk, vein sinel farhesia. And there's not going to be any distinction between private and doing it publicly. So once Moshe Rabbeinu had a svara to say that chil Shabbos b'farhesia was beskila, it was obvious that it applies across the board because the pasuk wasn't mechalik. You are correct, Rabbi Akiva Eger. The svara doesn't give you a transfer from farhesia to tzina, but it's al karchach. It's true that it's going to translate from one to the other because the pasuk only says mechal mos yumas, talking broadly about farhesia and about tzina. So once you know that farhesia should be skila according to your svara, it's obvious that also tzina will be beskila. Very simple teretz. Yeah, but maybe there's a third mahalach we could offer. So take a little bit of time to explain it, but maybe there's another approach here we could do. So if you look in the Tshuvas Beis HaLevi, in the first chelik in Siman Yud Ches, he has an interesting chakira. The starting point, which Bli Nedar will mention in a second, but the starting point is that he wants to know what the din is of a Mechal Yom HaKippurim. Mechal Shabbos, the Farhesia, is considered a Goy, is considered Dino Ka'akum. What about Mechal Yom HaKippurim, Farhesia? So the starting point that he begins with is a Ramah in Ibn Ezer who says, this is the Rambam's Shita as well, that someone who's Mechalel Shabbos b'Farhesia or Mechalel Yom Kippur b'Farhesia, if he writes a get, the get is batal midaraisa. Because dino ka'akam, because dino ka'gai. Yeah. Agav, just because it's the idea we should have, Reb Chaim in Hilchos Tefillin. So he quotes Dayan Rieger. This is he quotes him twice in the Sefer. This is one of the times. So he quotes Reb Simcha Zelig that you see an interesting chiddush here. You might have thought, the Gemara in Gittin says that when you write when a guy can't write a get, because adaita de nafshe, he's writing according to his own svaras, whatever, according to his own thought process. So you might have thought what that means is that he's mechavein to avod zara, he's mechavein shalol lishma, he's mechavein that it shouldn't work, whatever, he's not mechavein to the right things. But what you see from this psak halacha that even Rambam paskins, that even a mumer lechal shabbos for hesya is dino kegai le'inin ksivas get, is that it's not the pshat that because he's a dino kegai, because a guy is thinking about something else, therefore apostles the get. The pshat is that there's a din, there's a chal shem guy, then he can't write a get. V'haraya, mechal shabbos b'far hesya is dino kegai, but he doesn't get a guyish a cup. He doesn't inherit a guyish a cup when he's mechal shabbos. He still thinks like a Jew. He just has the status of a guy. And it's the status of a guy that passes the get, not the fact that he has thoughts that are contrary to the get that he's trying to write. That's just Mechazal Gzahara. So that didn't. So Mechal Shabbos for Hesya and Mechal Yom Kippurim for Hesya. The Ramah says it's a pasul get min Torah, midaraisa. So the Beis HaLevi says a Chakira, which he thinks, again, there's a Machlokas Rishonim about this din, and he thinks this Chakira counts the Machlokas Rishonim. He notes there are really two ways to explain that a mechala Shabbos b'far hesya is dino ke'akum, is a mumar l'kol Torah kula. What's the pshat? So the way we tend to think of it is like this. Shabbos is such a chamedika avon. It's such a serious, high-level, severe violation that if someone is mechala Shabbos b'far hesya, so he's dino ke'gai. He becomes, he inherits the status of a guy because he did such a horrible thing. That is one possibility. And that we would call the chomer ha'avera. The severity of the avera necessitates that we look at this guy as a guy because he's such a bad guy, he's such a rasha for doing this avera, this terrible avera. But what the Beis HaLevi says is possible over here, and he proves it, is that it's not the pshat that the chomer ha'avera is so chomer that the guy becomes a guy. The pshat is that if someone is willing to be mechal Shabbos b'far hesya, it's a simin ladavar. It's mevarer that the guy is a kofer b'ikr. Meaning, it's not that since I did such a chomedik avera, now we shat you up as a guy. It's like a punishment. Right, he calls it an onesh. It's not a punishment that since you act in such a way, we're going to make you a guy. No. The pshat is that if you act in such a way that you're violating Shabbos b'far hesya, clearly your deos are rotten to the core. Clearly you're a kofer b'ikr. It's a simon l'davar. It's mevarer. It's megal of the fact that this guy is messed up inside, and therefore he is clearly dino kegai. It's just a simon l'davar. Oh. So the Beis HaLevi suggests that if you say, like our tzad, that it's not a chomer ha'avera, but rather it's the gilui on the fact that the guy is really rotten, he's really a kofer v'ikr, so then the tzushdel to Yom Kippur is a little bit difficult to understand. Yom Kippur is a Shabbos. You have many marmakomas for this, but Yom Kippur is called Shabbos Shabbosom. So therefore, all the dinim of Shabbos carry over. And if the chomer ha'avera of Shabbos causes someone to be a mumer l'chol Torah kula, it's mistaber that the same thing is true about chil yom ha'kippurim. The same chomer ha'avera exists by Yom Kippur. But if the pshat in Shabbos is that a person is mechal Shabbos mevarer, that really doesn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, really is a kofer be'ikr, so then mechi teis that applies to Yom Kippur as well. It might apply to Yom Kippur. It could be applies to Yom Kippur, but I need a ma'am akum for that. I need you to prove that a mechal Yom Kippur is also going to be dino ka'akum. So he says this maybe is totally in this very same machlokas, this chakira. Similarly, you know, there's machlokas we've shown him there in Chulin, on Daf Yedalad. We had it also in our limud by the Avodah Zarah Zugas, whether that first initial shchita makes the guy a mumar, and even within that shchita, whether the guy is a mumar during the shchita or only after the shchita is finished, right? So the Beis HaLevi suggests is totally in this same question. If the pshat is that the chomer ha'avera of chilul Shabbos causes the guy to be a mumar, the kol Torah kula, then you have to wait till he finishes the Maisa in order to make him a Mechal Shabbos. He's not Mechal Shabbos at the beginning, unless you have a Lamdus that Yeshna Mitchila Lishchita Mitchila Vatsof. But you have to wait till the guy finishes the Avera, Alpi Halacha, Alpi Din, to make him a Mumar L'Chol Torah Kula through Chilul Shabbos. But if the Pshat is that, no, this guy being a Mechal Shabbos is Mora and Megala that the guy is a Kofer, then if he starts Shechting on Shabbos, even if he hasn't finished, technically speaking, he hasn't finished the Shechita yet, he's already showing that he doesn't believe in Shabbos. He's already showing that he's a kofer be'ikr. So at that stage already, he could be considered a mumer l'kol Torah kula. He wasn't formally mechal Shabbos yet. Who cares? He already was megala the fact that he's a mechal Shabbos. And that someone who's megala, such a deya, is already dino ka'akum. That's what the Beis HaLevi suggests. Brilliant. Yeah. So the Rav had a similar mahalach. You have it a little bit in the Yartzeit Shurim, but Rav Shechter has it clearly in Nefesh HaRav, page 167. So he quotes the Ramban al Torah for the same. So the Ramban in Parshas Yisro, when he talks about the Zachar Som Shabbos L'Kadosho, so in that context, the Ramban spells out that the Mechal Shabbos B'Farhesi is Dino Ka'akum. It seems like he says it's because of the Amunos V'Deos Shebo, that he's Kofer B'Chidosh HaOlam, Hashkacha, and Nevuah. Three Ikare Amuna, and what's clear, the Rav says, what's clear in the Ramban is this Yisod. That it's not the Pshat that the Chomer HaAvera dictates that the guy is now a guy. The Pshat is that violating Shabbos shows you don't believe. It shows you're a Kofer, and it's Megala, the Kvira Shabo, so that accounts for the fact that you're now Dino Ka'akum because you Taka are a guy. The Chil Shabbos proves to us that you're a guy. It doesn't make you a guy, it proves to us you're a guy. Make sense? The Chil Shabbos proves that you're a guy, that you have guy, you have Kvira Dika thoughts. It doesn't make you a guy. It's not an onesh that you become a guy. Yeah, Rav Shechter adds on there, I don't know if the Beis Halevi would agree with this, but Rav Shechter adds on there that because that's true, that's al pi din. It's not some umdana. Meaning, if a guy is mechal Shabbos b'farhesia, and as he's mechal Shabbos, says, by the way, I have starke emunas in the yigim l'ikrim. I believe in b'riyas olam. I believe in nevuah. I believe in hashkacha. I believe in everything. I just really want to break Shabbos right now because it's a kishmak for me. So would he be dino kegay or dino ka'akum? So you could have thought, according to the Beis Halevi, no. Because he's telling you, that's not my deos. This is not megalo my deos are. It's not megalo my emunos are. I don't have krumah hashkafos. But the Rav Shechter suggests that no, it's al pi din. Chilul Shabbos is an avero, which is megalo. The guy has kfir dika thoughts. Al pi halacha. Al pi halacha. It's an objectification of that din. I don't know if the Beis Halevi would agree to that or not. Okay, either way, so Yesh Ladan on all this, because the Beis Halevi points out himself, this is the Machlokas Rishonim, but that's the Yisod we're going to work with for now. That Shitas Rashi, Shitas the Ramban, Shitas the Beis Halevi, in terms of what he thinks is the Iker, is that the Chilul Shabbos that makes a person into a guy is not a punishment for the Chomer Avera, that the Mais Avera is so bad that the onesh is that you become a guy. No, we don't have such an onesh in the Torah to make someone into a guy. That's a newer thing. That's a newer thing that you call someone a Shegetz if you feel like you want to punish them. That's new. The there's no such thing as an onus on the Torah of making someone to a shegetz for what he did. The pshat is that if he does such an aveira, he is a guy. He's megala. He was a guy all along. He's not part of the Jewish people. Apparently, if a person does that privately in his own home, quietly, he's not being megala that he's a kofer. He's got a taiva, or even he's a shtickle a kofer, but he's not. He's not ready to shout it in public. He's not ready to scream it from the rooftops. If the guy breaks Shabbos in public, or in such a way that people are going to find out, you know, given the shach from before, or not, like Rabbi Akiva Eiger, if the guy is mechal Shabbos in a public way, he's a meir miyad rama and a merida against the Kadosh Baruch Hu in public, so then the guy is megal, that he's a kofer. In the privacy of his own home, he's being mechal Shabbos. There's a chiluk. There's something different in terms of quality of the kfira. But that only makes sense if we're not talking about you could make sense of it the other way, but l'ch'ayra, that makes sense. If we're not talking about the chomer ha'avera, chil Shabbos is chil Shabbos. You do it in private, you do it in public, it's the same chil Shabbos. But if it's the kfira shebo, it's the fact that being mechal Shabbos shows that there's rotten emunos, rotten deos, then if you do it in public, you're showing, you're being megal to everyone that I'm a guy. But if you do it in private, the lav dafka, if you do it in private, there's a taiva, you're doing something privately, but it doesn't show that you're rotten at the core. You hear? Here's the problem. The problem is that Rashi Nivamas on Memches Amabez says that you have a Ger Toshev. The Ger Toshev, he says, is Muzar on Shabbos. He's Chayev to keep Shabbos. Why? Shehari Mechala Sa Shabbos is Ovid Avodah Zarah. Because one who is Mechala Shabbos is considered Ovid Avodah Zarah. Now I have a question. Does a Ger Toshev have to keep Shabbos only in public? I don't think so. I don't think so. I think the Ger Toshev has to keep Shabbos and his home also in private. But Rashi said the reason why the Ger Toshev has to keep Shabbos is because Chil Shabbos is Ke'ovid Avodah Zarah. But it's only Ke'ovid Avodah Zarah in public, like we just spelled out, because you're only Megala that Kfira if you're in public. So the Gemara in Chulin on Daf Hey is telling us that Mechal Shabbos B'Farhesia specifically is Dino Ka'akum. But the Din in the Gemara in Yevamos that Rashi is explaining is that Chil Shabbos, even Bitzina, is considered Avodah Zarah. So which one is it? Bitzina, Bifarhesia, how do you figure it out? So Al Karchach, the two Chazals, are talking about two different things. And this, I'm definitely leaning on Rabbi Yitzchak Saratskin and Gruas Yitzchak. I'm pretty sure he's saying exactly this. If not, he's saying something very similar. But the smuchim from him for sure. The dinim that are being discussed are two different dinim. the Maisa Avera of Chilul Shabbos is Oved Avodah Zarah. It's Ke Oved Avodah Zarah. Whether you're Betzina, whether you're Befarhesia, that act, because Shabbos is Shachal Kenegah Kol Torah Kula, because it's an act of Kfira, whatever the case might be, you are doing an act which is Dome to Avodah Zarah. You're acting like an Oved Avodah Zarah. But we're not going to make you a Mumar L'Kol Torah Kula. You're only a Mumar L'Kol Torah Kula. You're only going to become a Dino Ke'akum when you're Mechal Shabbos Befarhesia. You're Mechal Shabbos once in your home, twice in your home, privately. So you did an act of Avodah Zarah, Ke'en Avodah Zarah, privately in your home. You do that in public, you shout it from the rooftops, you're a Kofar Be'ikr in public Befarhesia, now you're Dino Kegai. So what Rashi and Yevamos is talking about, that a Ger Taishav has to keep Shabbos because Dino Ke'avodah Zarah, he means the Maisa of Chil Shabbos is a Maisa Ke'avodah Zarah. That is something you have to be careful about privately and publicly. And someone who violates Shabbos is taka ke'oved avodah zarah in that moment. But he's not dino ke'akum. He's not now a guy. He's only a guy when he's megala that his entire life is one which represents a disbelief in Shabbos and its ikare emunah that it represents. So when the Gemara in Chulin says you have to mechal Shabbos before Hesya in order to be dino ke'akum, it's saying in order to make you into dino ke'gai, through your kfira dika beliefs, you have to violate Shabbos in public because that's such an egregious kfira in a farhesia setting. But when the Gemara in Yevamos with Rashi explains that even Chil Shabbos b'tzina is avodah zarah, that means the maisa of Chil Shabbos is ke avodah zarah even b'tzina. That makes sense? Clear? Okay, so if that's the case, so let's go back to our Tosfos. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Chil Shabbos, it says Mechal Lamos Yumas. I would think it's Chenek. Elamai, Chil Shabbos is really dummy, it's really similar to Avodah Zarah. And Avodah Zarah is Beskila. So says Moshe Rabbeinu, maybe Chil Shabbos should be Beskila. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, that only applies to Farhesia, as Tosfos say. That only applies to Farhesia. What about Chil Shabbos Betzina? But I have a question. What is the Onesh of Skila coming for by Chil Shabbos? We punish you because you made yourself into a guy? No. Why do we punish you? Because you did the Aver of Chil Shabbos. We punish you for the Maisa Aver of Chil Shabbos. The Chomer HaAver dictates what Chomer HaOnish you're going to get. So when we have a Svara, when Moshe Rabbein has a Svara, that because Chil Shabbos is so Chomer, it's like Avodah Zarah, you should get Skila like Avodah Zarah, he's obviously talking not about the Din Akum that we shaft on you because you're a kofar. He's talking about the Maisa Aver of Chil Shabbos, which is so chamer like the Maisa of Avodah Zarah. That din that we were talking about before. In such a case, you're chayev skila, so too by Shabbos you should be chayev skila. And there's no chiluk between sinna and farhesia. Whether you're in private, whether you're in public, if you're mechal Shabbos, you're doing an act that's similar to Avodah Zarah. Only in public will we now make you a din guy for kol haTorah kula, but the act is always a Maisa ke avodah zarah, even in private. One thing you have to plug in here is that when Tosos say Mechal Shabbos b'farhesia, they're just quoting a Gemara, but it's lav dafka. They're quoting the Gemara in Chulin, but that's just because that's the Lishna Hashnuya. That's Shani b'fiv, you know, to Shagar b'fiv to say that. But they don't mean it b'dafka. Okay, you have to force that into Tosos. But l'chora, what Moshe Rabbeinu Svara was talking about was the Maisa Avera of Chil Shabbos. That should be Chayef Skila because it's similar to Avodah Zarah. And in a Chanami, you're only going to have a Dino Ke'akum once you do it in public, but you could have a Chiyev Misa of Avodah Zarah even when you do it in private because those are two different dinim entirely. And l'chora, again, like I said, that's very mistaber because the Chiyev Misa shouldn't address the Dino Ke'akum L'chol Torah Kula, the Mumer L'chol Torah Kula standard. That's its own situation. Are you considered a guy le'inyin Yain Esech? Stam Yenim. Are you considered a guy le'inyin Karbanos? Are you considered a guy le'inyin Shechita? Are you considered a guy le'inyin, what else, writing a get? Right? That's a Shaila of Farhesia or Tzina. But are you Chayev Skila is a Shaila of what act did you do? The act of Chil Shabbos is so Chamer, like Avodah Zarah, whether it's B'tzina or B'farhesia. We're only going to then make you a guy L'Kol Torah Kula if you did it B'farhesia, but they're two different dinim. So Moshe Rabbeinu Svara, Taka carries over from Farhesia to Tzina because it never was Mechalik. And Rabbi Kiva Eger's Kasha then would disappear. Again, it's a little bit in Tosis' Lashon, he employs the word Farhesia, but maybe he's just borrowing from the Lashon of the Gemara. The Shittas HaRambam, you have to work out. in the Shittas Rambam at the end of Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Lamed Halacha Tesvav, you have to work out what exactly he means and which side he falls on. Beis Halevi thinks the Rambam is on the side of Chomer Havera, not on the side of Kfira. But you have to work on it. There's Dukim in the Rambam. Any questions on that? Or that's good. Some of the things you were asking about, I thought, okay. Yeah, just a little bit more. Just this is really just a Mara Makom. So the Gemara here on Sanhedrin Ayin Chesam Abayis says Tana Rabbanon Hamakes Chaver Amdul Lemis V'Chaya, right? Potin or so. So the Tani Idach, the second iteration of that Brisa, Amdul Lemisa Omdin Oso L'Chaim L'Chaim In Omdin Oso Lemisa. Ready? Amdul Lemisa V'Hikul Mashahaya. They shot him up that he was going to die, and then it got better. Omdin Oso Omid Sheni L'Mamon. So now we try to assess. We evaluate how much money he should be paid. And then if he gets worse and dies, we still pay that mamonis. Mishalim nezek vitzar to the yarshim. Right? Okay, so you pay the nezek vitzar to the yarshim. So if you look in the Adar Ma says there's two things missing here. Two things that he points out are missing here. There's nezek and tzar, but what about boshes and what about ripoy? So he says opposite things. He says boshes, obviously, you're chayiv. And the Gemara didn't even need to mention it. You'll look in the Aruch Lener, the Aruch Lener disagrees with that. But the Adar Ma says that. Okay, what about Ripoy? Why don't we pay Ripoy to the Yarshim? So the Adar Ma says, no, you don't pay Ripoy to the Yarshim. That's obvious, the Adar Ma says. Why? Because Ripoy, the Pasuk says that if you hurt someone, Rapo Yirape, you have to heal them. Which means that and he spells this all out. I mean, it's like a lumdish thing for a Rishon to say, but he says basically the Chiv of Rapo Yirape means you have a Chiv to heal this guy. So if this guy's alive and he has doctor's bills, you have to pay them. You have to hire a doctor to heal him, correct? Because you have to heal the guy, rapo yirape. But let's say the guy died. So you can't heal him anymore. He's already dead. So there is no chiv ripoy once the guy has passed away to pay to the arshim. It doesn't make any sense. It's not mustaber to pay to the arshim ripoy because there's no healing process that's going to take place. The guy is already 6 feet under. It's not shaykh to heal him at this point. But if you saw Rashi, people saw this, Rashi says differently, right? Rashi says, no se nezek v'tzar liyarshim, v'hu hadin l'ripoy, v'sheves and boshes. So Rashi says, yeah, also ripoy. You also pay ripoy. So what? So it sounds like Rashi disagrees with the svar. Ripoy is shayach tiyarshim. So what's the pshat in that? So it sounds like from Rashi, not like the Adar Ma says, it sounds like from Rashi that the pshat in ripoy is that ripoy is a zechus mamon. If you hurt a guy and his injuries will cost him $100, whether or not he's actually going to use the money to heal himself, whether or not he's still alive and you're paying to the Yarshim, it doesn't really matter. You owe him that $100 for the healing process, like Nezek, like Tsar, like Boshes. It's all the same. It's a Chi of Mammon. It's a Chi of Mammon, even if the guy's not going to be healed because he's already dead. You pay the Yarshim, that Chi of Mammon of Ripoy. This is like a Lamdash Chakira within Ripoy. What's the Pshat? So Rebbe Chanan deals with this. Rebbe Chanan, the truth is, He nems davar pashat one sad. Rabbi Chanan and Kovitz Shirim and Ksubas Reshid Ches. So he says, he quotes a Gemara in Gitnan, Daf Yod Beis. The Gemara says, Chovel Eved Kanani, Haripoy La Eved, Deboy Itzuye Bey. If you are Chovel Be'Eved Kanani, so you're Chayiv Ripoy, the Ripoy gets paid to the Eved himself. Why? Because he needs to heal himself. Gitn Yod Beis. He needs to heal himself. So Rabbi Chanan says, what do you mean? Who cares that he needs to heal himself? Masha Kana Eved, Kana Rabo. No? So it's mamonis. So if the Eved needs to heal himself, that's great, but you're paying the Eved, Masha Kan Eved, Kan Rabo, give it to the Rav. Why does it go to the Eved? So says Rabbi Chanan, Umuchach Mizeh, the Chiv Ripoy, Eno Chov Mamon. It's not a Chayiv Mamon. Rak Tzarech L'Rab Hoso, Mamish. Like the Yad Rama says, Shem Nischayiv HaChovo Ripoy, L'Rab Hoso Mamish, there's a Chiv of Rapo Yirape, and if there's no Ripoy, if there's no Sheiches to Refuah, there's no chi of ripoy, and ain shayech lomar bezeh masha kana eved kana rabo, because mamonis goes from eved to rav, but refua doesn't go from eved to rav. That goes directly to the eved. And says Rabbi Chanan, the niresh im nischayev hachova haripoy the achakach neharag hanechbal ain sarach l'shalim liyarsheha. That's our gemara. That's mamish our gemara. He doesn't quote Rashi. He doesn't quote the Adar Ma. He just says if you had a case where a guy got hurt and then he got killed. Well, we have a case now in our Brisa. I don't know why we don't quote it. If you have a case where a guy got hurt and then he got killed, you don't pay the ripoy to the Yarshim. Why? Because the chiv l'rapos, the guy's already dead. There's no refua that's going to happen. So you're pater. Ein zeh zchus mamon. Okay, the nechbal can be toveh that he wants refua, but if he's dead, he can't be toveh, so you don't pay the Yarshim. So that's the Adar Ma. But apparently Rashi disagreed with this. It's a fundamental machlokas over here. So the Nimas Netzach quotes that Rashi al Torah seems, this is a very gishmak adiyak, Rashi al Torah, when the pasuk says v'rapa yirape, Rashi says kitar gumo like unglus, yishalim schar harofe. So what did Rashi add already? It says rapa yirape, you gotta heal him. Rashi says, yeah, l'shalim schar harofe. Why does Rashi add l'shalim schar harofe? What is he adding? So the Nimas Netzach says the pshat's like this. If you just read the pasuk rapa yirape, it sounds like it means you have to heal him. You have to heal him, you have a chiv to heal him. Rashi says, no. The pasuk rapa yirape means you have a chiv lishalim schar refua. That you have a chiv to pay the amount of money it costs to heal. But that's a din mamonis, Rashi is telling us. La'afuke the pshat yadarma. That's a din mamonis, not a din of refua. It's a din they have to pay. Okay, the guy has to use it to get healed, but that's not your mitzvah to heal him. Your mitzvah is to pay for him to be healed. The Maharal says that's not, he doesn't bavor in this, but he says a different diag in Rashi, which does away with this. He says, Rashi is implying the Gemara in Bava Kamma on Pehei that rapa yirapa you could think means that, okay, but Donnie hurt me, but Donnie's also a medical student, so he could heal me. So instead of paying for me to go to Cedar Sinai, he'll do one better. He'll come over to my house and he'll heal me himself. So that says the Gemara, I'm going to say, nah, Donnie, I don't want you to heal me. You're the one who hurt me. You're going to make it worse. So I have a right to say that. So Rashi's saying, rapo yirape doesn't mean go ahead and heal him, and even if you're a doctor, you can heal him. No, Rashi's saying it means, lishalim schar refua, that you have to pay someone else to heal him. So if you say that diuk, then the diuk of the Nimas Netzach isn't muchrach, but it's either way a gevaldika diuk if you hold a lishitaso to the Rashi in our sugya. There's more to be said here, there's more mamkomas. The Derech Yam is mitzayin, a few places where he talks about this, you could look in there, in terms of this machlokas, Rashi and the Yad Ramah. But there's stiras in Rashi, the name is Nesef points out stiras in Rashi, and there's multiple Rishonim, there's a Tosis in Bava Kamma as well. You have to work on all of them separately, but Mara Makom Anilach, that this is a Machlokas Rishonim, and the Rebbe Chanan takes one side. Rabbi Per has Mara Makom Asan, and if anyone wants to look into it, from Rabbi Wiederblink, when they learned Tachaybel, so Rabbi Wiederblink had a bunch of Mara Makomas about this Machlokas. We didn't spend too much time on it, but Afapichin, you know, Basi Rak Lahayr. So here's the Ha'ara, and we'll stop with that.